Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy all of the features that we have there on the website for you. You actually can create the content. So what you see when you go to the front page of freetalklive.com has all been submitted by listeners just like you. So you find a news story, for instance, that you think is interesting online. You can share it there at freetalklive.com, and then others who also like the show can, well, presumably like the show. I suppose if you hate the show, you can also vote on our front page. But people who are interested in Free Talk Live will vote them up or down. You may vote as you wish. You can only vote up if you want to stay positive. Go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
All right. So, of course, we'll talk to you about absolutely whatever happens to be on your mind. And to start things out here tonight, I know, Johnson, you are hot on a particular topic this evening, of which I happen to be a little ignorant. I did hear that there was a proposal to increase overtime pay or something like that. Did I hear that right?
This psychotic president wants to grab more money for the government, and I don't think that most people realize what's going on.
You said he wants to grab more money for the government.
Right.
What does that mean? How would overtime pay increase?
We'll talk about that.
All right.
It's a little bit more complicated, and actually what's surprising to me is that the Republican talk shows don't seem to be talking about it, and it's really kind of shocking to me that I feel like, you know, what I figured out here is going to be a Free Talk Live kind of scoop.
Well, I mean, this isn't a Republican talk show, so
no, but
usually we talk about things they don't talk about.
Exactly. We talk about things kind of that a lot of shows don't necessarily talk about, but when it comes to conservative economics, I feel like this, especially when it's something that's like so, I mean, this is so crazy what Obama is doing. I mean, this is just nuts. And
Wait, slow down. What is nuts about increasing overtime pay? I mean, who doesn't like overtime pay?
Well, who doesn't like overtime pay? Well, did you know that actually when you're working overtime, a lot of people think that you're making time and a half, right?
Okay. It was like that in the past, wasn't it?
You get paid time and a half. That's what shows up on your paycheck, that you get paid additional money, right? But what you're actually making is less than what you would ordinarily make. You know why? Because when you work time and a half, they take more money.
From taxes.
Right.
Really? So if I'm making $10 an hour, mm-hmm. and then I go into overtime at an hourly job, and then I'm supposedly making $15 an hour, you're telling me that I'm going to end up with less than I would have after making if I were only making $10 an hour?
Yep.
Wow, that seems unbelievable to me.
Right. But I've got an article here from the Cato Institute that exactly spells it out with all the numbers.
Wow, all right.
And I won't get too technical with it, but I think that they make it pretty straightforward.
Okay, let's do it.
So, okay, you want to jump right into it?
Yeah,
okay.
Jump in. You're hot.
So, I won't even, you know, I was going to go into the Obama orders a rule to expand overtime pay. I was going to read that story first. I don't know if you want me to do that and then go into this Cato study, or do you want to just hop right into the Cato study?
Well, I mean, I know that they're expanding. Now, wait a minute. Now, a rule, so he doesn't have to go through Congress for this? Is this something that he can just wave his little magic wand?
Well, okay, so let's cover with the news story first. So, President Obama declaring that Americans have spent too long working more and getting less in return, ordered the Labor Department on Thursday to revise federal rules on overtime pay to make millions more workers eligible for extra pay when they work more than 40 hours a week. Unfortunately, today, millions of Americans aren't getting the pay they deserve, Mr. Obama said in an 11-minute ceremony in the East Room of the White House. He said that a federal rule meant to limit overtime for highly paid white-collar employees now covers workers earning as little as $24,000 a year. Overtime is a pretty simple idea. If you have to work more, you should get paid more.
Now, before we go on, I was only asking the question about what's wrong with overtime pay in jest. Mm-hmm. When you're working as an hourly worker, it sure does seem nice. And now what you're saying is it's actually a huge scam and you're getting less than what is being promised to you.
Right.
And we'll get into that. But, I mean, just from a principled basis, it's a bad idea because all overtime's all government created. The whole concept is government created. There's this arbitrary 40-hour work week that somebody at some point in the past decided, and this shall be the appropriate amount of time someone shall work every week. Any amount above this amount shall be paid XYZ. You know, so that, I think, is wrong. There should be no sort of prescription from the state as far as what is appropriate as far as working is concerned. I think that the only people who should decide those things are the business owner and the employees, or the potential employee. If you come to the table and the business owner says this is going to be a 50-hour-a-week job and this is what it pays, that should be it. If you want to negotiate at that point, you certainly can and try to get more or less or whatever. But ultimately, I don't think the government has any role in this.
I know, and this is one of those things that I always try to be cognizant of, is that, you know, when you talk like that, you got to be aware of the fact that as a libertarian, you're in real dangerous territory where people go, that's crazy. You know, and even like a
because they've been so indoctrinated with this idea of the 40-hour work week.
Sure, absolutely. But I'm talking like just your average Democrat might even think that. Like, oh my God, you want to get rid of the 40-hour work week? Then they're going to be demanding that people work 80-hour weeks for minimum wage. I mean, that's what the average, I mean, and that's not even just like a staunch, you know, like a socialist type reaction. That's going to be most people. I mean, that's real dangerous territory to talk about.
That's fine, though. We're going to dangerous territory regularly here.
Sure. Sure, but I feel like, you know, if you want to be convincing, you got to be real explanatory when you start getting into those dangerous territories.
Let's explain. The fact is, minimum wage jobs and low wage jobs, a lot of them you don't get 40 hours a week. You get 30 hours a week because there's also other arbitrary numbers that have been selected by the government that say that, oh, well, if you work above this amount of hours, then you can be subject to getting health care and things like that. But if you're below, I don't know what the number is, 35 or 36 or something like that, a lot of jobs will cut you just below that number. So you're not quite full-time. You're not as part-time as you could be, but, you know, you're around 30-some hours, so you're just below the wall of being able to qualify for the health care, which, again, is government-mandated stuff as well. And all these things bring the cost of doing business up, and they, of course, reduced choice. I mean, healthcare is another issue where you have hardly any companies to choose from now because of government regulation, which drives the price up. And that's all being covered by the business owner. So therefore, there's fewer, again, because fewer choices exist in the market and fewer people are out there choosing, since now business owners are the ones making decisions for all of their employees, those employees aren't out there on their own evaluating products, looking at the different options out there and making choices. So the costs just spiral up and up and up. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are not making 40 hours a week, I guess is my point, which means there's plenty of people that are not making overtime either.
Right. Exactly. So, let me see. So, to continue with this, in the latest of a series of executive actions Mr. Obama has taken recently to sidestep Congress, where Republicans have blocked Democratic proposals to reduce economic inequality. For example, he has ordered an increase in the minimum wage paid by companies that do business with the federal government and has established a new type of tax-sheltered retirement plan for young workers. Administration officials have said that these actions are needed because wages have stagnated despite the soaring corporate profits, especially since the economy recovery began 5 years ago. Okay.
Everything's just recovering so great.
I think this is my source is the New York Times on this. That's probably why that fiction is there.
That's common in mainstream media, is that everything's doing great and recovering.
Among the companies listed in the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index, profits have doubled since then, and even as the proportion of the economy that goes to worker pay has dropped to an all-time low. Business lobbying groups denounce the changes as regulatory overreach and say that they will crimp economic growth and leave companies with no choice but to shed workers as their costs rise.
Yeah, I mean, because you can always hire somebody else.
Sure.
I mean, if you've got a worker who's working 50 hours a week and then there's this insane increase in pay that you have to dole out, just find somebody else. Just, you know, bring somebody else in and cut them all and give them 30 hours a week. Then you've got two workers that are doing 60 hours a week instead of one that's doing 50.
Sure. And no, not having to pay out health care and not having to pay out all these certain different.
That's not to say that business owners are not concerned for their employees.
Right.
It's just that there's you have certain costs involved in doing business.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of businesses that are on the edge. You know, a lot of businesses that are having trouble making ends meet. Not every business is a mega corporation that's doing buku bucks. I mean,
right.
A lot of mom and pops are having a tough time. The economy isn't just glamorous and glitzy for everybody out there. It's tough in the business world. And all these regulations coming down on people make it very difficult. We'll continue, though, with some more details on overtime pay. You share your...
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a bulletin board system. You can get interactive on it, bbs.freetalklive.com. will take you there, and like the rest of the features on our site, we give it away. So bbs.freetalklive.com. Will new technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? Well, possibly. It depends on who has the better ideas. In the book Quantum Vibe Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist and his hard-drinking sidekick, continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for mankind. As they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and colonized Vesta, dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular liberty-themed sci-fi adventure webcomic, which updates daily, free, by the way, at bigheadpress.com. And the latest volume, which is available in print at 161 full-color pages, is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher at BigHeadPress.com. Now, if you want to get the latest episode or the volume of Quantum Vibe, you can help Free Talk Live at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Then click into Amazon through our links there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. And then go and search for Quantum Vibe Volume 2, or get the first Volume 2 while you're at it. And again, shop.freetalklive.com. Then Big Head Press makes a little bit of money, Amazon makes a little bit, and Free Talk Live does as well. And you get some great, entertaining comics that you can hold in your hand. But go and check them out at bigheadpress.com, and you can read a whole bunch of them there. In fact, the entire series is there for free, which is awesome. And it's good writing over at bigheadpress.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. By the way, we have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way. We're talking about overtime, and apparently Barack Obama has ordered that overtime be paid at a higher rate today than it was previously. Is that right?
There was an exemption from overtime for certain employees making over a certain amount.
And
that exemption is being lowered so that more people will qualify to receive overtime.
I see. And what you're going to reveal to us here in a moment, Johnson,
is that
overtime ain't what it seems to be.
Right.
You know, I remember there was something, though, that I got for a little bit of time when I was an hourly employee. I worked at Kmart, big Kmart in Sarasota, mm-hmm. Florida. And I remember there was something called holiday pay. Now, I don't believe holiday pay was any kind of government-mandated thing, because Kmart ended up taking it away eventually. But it used to be that you got time and a half for coming in on, like, Christmas Day or whenever, mm-hmm. you know, these holidays when people typically don't want to work. And that, I think, was a good example of kind of a market-driven thing in that Kmart, for at least a period of time, they felt like they had a better selection of employees. If they paid more on those holiday days, it would make an employee more likely to be wanting to come in rather than take the day off. And for me, I was more than happy. I mean, I didn't care about holidays, and I loved the idea of making time and a half on those days.
Yeah.
So that's an example of the market in action, right? Whereas overtime pay is something that has been foisted upon businesses. And that's not to say that it couldn't happen without the government forcing it on businesses. So, again, it's all based on these arbitrary numbers of 40 hours a week. This was an arbitrary number apparently selected by the government at some point in the past, and it's just a mess.
I would like to know the history on that, of like, you know, when the 40-hour work week was achieved. And I think I've read a book called The Renegade History of the United States, written by Thaddeus Russell, which is a fantastic book. And I know he talks a little bit about that in that book.
Brett Vinant's been interviewing Thaddeus Russell recently on School Sucks Project.
Interesting. I wonder if they're talking about something related to that. I bet I wouldn't be surprised. But continuing this article, it goes on to say, the president's plan to increase overtime pay demonstrates another anti-business policy. Coming on the heels of a proposal to increase the minimum tipped wage, rising health care costs, as well as ever-growing, costly, and unwieldy regulations, says Eric Reller, a spokesman for the National Federation of Independent Business, a small business lobby, said in a written statement. The White House has said that as many as 88% of salaried workers are not guaranteed time and a half overtime pay because they earn more than the cap of $455 a week, roughly $24,000 per year. Those workers can be denied overtime if they spend any time supervising other workers, the so-called white-collar exemption. If your salary is even a dollar above the current threshold, you may not be guaranteed overtime, Mr. Obama said. It doesn't matter if you do, if what you do is mostly physical work like stocking shelves, it doesn't matter if you're working 50 or 60 or 70 hours a week, your employer doesn't have to pay you a single extra dime.
And that's what he wants to change.
Sure. The proportion of workers who are not guaranteed overtime is up from 82% in 2004 when the current salary threshold was set, just 35% in 1975. The cap has not kept up with inflation, an administration officials say. It was $250 in 1975, equivalent to roughly $1,000 today, or more than double the current cap.
So that means that what?
The cap is not keeping up with inflation, so the cost.
And the cap is if you make over that amount,
right,
then you do not
get overtime.
You do not get overtime.
Correct.
Any overtime.
Yeah, any overtime.
Okay.
And
is that per week? I'm sorry. Was it per week? 410 per week? Or?
I think so.
Okay.
Current salary threshold.
So he's talking about raising that cap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. The president's order does not prescribe a new salary threshold, and it does not take effect immediately. Instead, he has instructed the Labor Secretary, Thomas E. Perez, to come up with a plan that would better expand the number of workers eligible for overtime pay.
Maybe he's not raising the cap.
Maybe. During a period of public comment, business groups will almost surely seek to pare it back by limiting the number of employees who might benefit from the change. Mr. Obama and Democratic leaders in Congress.
That's because businessmen are evil. Right?
Yeah.
That's the suggestion, is that businessmen hate their employees and that they just want to screw them over.
Well, what we're going to find out, and this is something that everybody listening to this show should already know, is that really the government is the big liar.
Mm.
And that they're extremely dishonest, and no one is telling you about it, but we're going to tell you about
all
it tonight.
Right.
So the final statement of the article is Mr. Obama and Democratic leaders in Congress are trying to make inequality a centerpiece of their election year debate with Republicans. The president's proposed budget for the 2015 fiscal year, for example, includes a more generous tax credit for the working poor, reduction in tax exemptions for corporations, and new spending on early education. So really what they're doing is they're just grabbing money.
Sure, well, they're
grab, take.
They want to grab money and votes, right?
By lying.
Well, right. Well, the next story that you have here is going to talk about how apparently overtime isn't what it seems to be.
They're greedy, evil. Yes.
Right. They're not even giving people what they're thinking they're getting out of this overtime deal. But people don't know that. So
right.
They'll think, oh, great, I get more overtime.
All the words I want to use to describe these people cannot be said on the radio.
All right. So where's this next story coming from?
So this next story is coming from Cato.org, the Cato Institute, talking about how working overtime is more taxing.
Cato, you're just shilling
yeah,
for the masters. more coming up here. You're a Koch brothers conspiracy guy, aren't you? There, you're in the Koch brothers payroll.
I wish.
All right, toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Share your thoughts on overtime or whatever.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to stay on the issue of the, not minimum wage, but overtime. You can bring up what you want, and you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Bitcoins are all over the news, but you may be wondering, how do you get them? Well, the easiest way, in my opinion, cashintocoins.com. Very simple, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority at cashintocoins.com. You can use a money order, a check, or even wire transfer, and their rates are pretty much unbeatable. You can donate some of your fee to charity, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. I mean, the idea that you can transfer currencies with no fee, you can actually do that with Cash Into Coins if you order less than $40 worth of Bitcoin. Cashintocoins.com, and if you need way more than $40, you can do that too, and the fees are very, very reasonable. Cashintocoins.com. We'll continue on more of this discussion, Johnson, about overtime. We've actually got Trey on the line, and he is in the Pacific Northwest. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
Hey.
So I live up here in Portland, as you said, and I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. And in a lot of the countries, first of all, I've been a waiter for a very long time. I'm not doing that right now, but I've been in the service industry going on about 21 years. And in Louisiana, just like up in places, I think, like New York and Texas, there's a minimum wage, and then there's a sub-minimum wage for tipped employees. the average sub minimum wage for tipped employees in most states is about $2.13 an hour, which is quite low, and it's been that way for like 30 years or so.
So well, you're talking about the this is typically the waitress or waiter wage of $2.13?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So when I moved up here to Portland, though, in 2010, I found out that, you know, first of all, the minimum wage is like, I think, $8.90. It just, in 2014, it just went up to $9.10. And servers here, which astounds me, and it kind of excited me for a second, but when, once I got here, I was like, wait a minute, this is not good. Servers here make the regular minimum wage of $9.10 an hour. And what I find, right, exactly, and this is what I find having worked in both places, is that, or for both minimum wages, rather, is that although $2.13 is seems quite a bit low, I would agree, $9.10 for servers is very high, because what happens is, sorry about the noise, what happens is you have these, especially smaller restaurant owners, and places like Outback have to do it too, they hire less servers to cover tables. Mm-hmm. Where I come from, if you're a good server, you take four, maybe five tables, okay? Well, here, a good server can handle, quote-unquote, anywhere from six to seven tables, and that spreads in thin, and that's expected on a really busy night. And
so you're not going to get as much in tips because right. You're not able to spend as much time
exactly.
And attention on each table.
Right. Quality versus quantity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So also what's happening is you're not able to pay your cooks as much as you normally would in other places as well. Because you're having to pay these other employees when you wouldn't normally have to pay. So my experience working for $2.13 as a bartender and as a waiter back in Louisiana, I have made more money down there working for that in tips than I have on average working up here as a waiter.
Right. You would think, I mean, just at first blush, you would think as a waiter, somebody in the business, that, oh, wow, I'll make $9 an hour and tips? You'd feel
exactly.
Like that you would do better in a place like that.
You also got to know that there's going to be a lot of people in that area who go, well, I know
they know
people,
they're making that.
They know they're exactly. Making minimum. Yeah, they're making minimum wage. Why am I going to tip?
Right.
You know, like,
well,
I'm not going to tip 20% or I'm not going to tip, you know, whatever. If I'm going to tip, I'll tip the minimum.
So you're saying the average tipper not as great for a variety of reasons then?
I would say that. Is that
in
true?
Northwest.
Kind of. Unless you work in the service industry, people will generally tip.
They always tip well. Sure, sure.
Right, but on average, a lot of people who haven't, and this is not the true 100% of the time by any means, but a lot of people who never worked in the service industry, and this is even back home, people don't consider this job a big boy job. Back in New Orleans, I know old men who are in their 60s still waiting tables and make over $100,000 an hour, and they're getting paid like
an
hour.
Wait, a year, you mean?
I mean an hour, sorry, excuse me, a year.
Yeah, pardon. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
I would be jumping on that job. I'd be like, sign me up, I'm taking a trip.
But they make that in a year. They've been doing this job since they were 15. Now, they don't make $2.13 an hour. They're usually like captains or whatever, and they have people under them, and they're head waiters, in other words. So they're making more like, you know, probably closer to 10 or 7, between 7 and 10 bucks an hour. But still, most of that money comes from tips, because they're getting these tickets on average, you know, in places like New Orleans or places like New York where they're bills are anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to, you know, to $1,500, you know, because they get like, you know, three bottles of really expensive wine and the average entree or three to five course entree is going to, or meal rather is going to be, you know, $250 per course. So I don't know. Now it's just, it seems to me that it's a bad idea, genes that servers are making $9.10 an hour. And again, I'm coming at that with the perspective of having worked in both places in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Hmm. And you're still there in the Northwest, even though you're not doing as well for yourself?
Well, I'm doing fine. Actually, right now I'm not working in the service industry. I kind of wanted to get out of it. So I should say that I work for a really great local grocery store now, who takes really great care of us. And I was working for IKEA for a couple of years, and I was serving tables when I was working for IKEA. But you know, during those times, yeah, the server gig was more or less just kind of a supplemental income sort of thing. But yeah, I got out of I got out of it because I needed to get into something that provided better, like providing insurance and had a bit more stability, and because I wasn't doing as well with it as I was back home.
Trey, thanks for sharing your story and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm.
Boy, I'm thinking the things you'd have to do if you were making $100,000 an hour as a waiter.
Yeah, buddy.
That's probably going to be a sans clothing job.
All right, 855-450-FREE. So we've been talking about all things work-related here tonight. And, Johnson, you had asked a question about the 40 hours a week. When did that come about? And I knew it had to do with the labor movement, but I didn't know much more than that. And, of course, you know, Wikipedia, there's an article about it. The 8-hour day movement, or 40-hour per week movement, also known as the short-time movement, had its origins in Industrial Revolution in Britain, where industrial production and large factories transformed working life. The use of child labor was common, and the working day could range from 10 to 16 hours for 6 days per week. Now, of course, the critics are going to say, Johnson, you want you libertarians, you just want to bring that back. I mean, you want people working 16 hours a week. You want people working in dangerous conditions. That's what you want. You want to set business owners free to screw their employees over. Isn't that true?
I think that a lot of people would say that, absolutely.
Well, isn't that what you want?
No.
That's what you libertarians are always advocating. You're just trying to help out the corporations.
Right. I'm sure that there's actually probably a lot of government rules, if we went even further back into that time, where before this short time, where, guess what? It's government that's responsible for people working those hours. Because if you look at the people didn't want to work at all. I mean, they wanted to work as little as possible. So there's lots of history that also suggests that there were lots of groups of people who were working extremely little, much less than a 40-hour work week at those times as well.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, some people were working those huge work weeks, while others were working very little. And, I mean, it's about what you negotiate, obviously. But I'm sure that...
But if it weren't for the government, Johnson, wouldn't we all be working 16-hour days?
No, of course not.
Why?
Because there would be competition. I mean, we live in a free society.
Wasn't there competition in the 1800s?
Sure, but I think that, and again, I don't know what the government regulations are that were probably responsible for causing people to have to work those 12, 14, 16-hour days every single day, 6 days a week. I'm sure that there were some that were responsible for being anti-competitive or causing some sort of problem that was interfering with an employer and an employee negotiating to the point where the employees were able to say, hey, you don't want to give us a fair, you know, work week, we're walking.
Well, right. I mean, I think that I fully support the idea of employees coming together and forming, you know, employee unions and demanding,
voluntary union.
Demanding better working conditions. But, yeah, when you start bringing the government involved, then there's all these requirements like, oh, well, if enough people unionize, then everybody else has to be forced into the union, even if they don't want to be part of the union. Everybody right. has to be forced to pay union dues, etc. 855-450-FREE. More about overtime coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. One toll free here, 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson.
And again, our toll free number, 855-453. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. So reach out to us how you want. Still to come here tonight, all kinds of stuff to talk about, including a state representative who has made an offensive Facebook post. He's being told to resign. We'll share that post with you and see what you think about that here in a little bit. But
I will probably be amused.
I was. We'll go to the phones, though, first. And also still to come, Johnson, we haven't even really gotten into the details, the numbers,
right,
on why the overtime pay is a total scam that benefits the state,
right,
not the employees. Tyler, though, is first on the line in Oklahoma. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I called a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you guys remember, but I called a couple weeks ago regarding the safe rooms in my town.
This was for the schools. You're talking about the schools. School board is looking at spending hundreds of thousands or millions, I forget, a lot of money on building.
It was almost roughly $3 million.
Basically building safe rooms, as they're called, underneath, or I forget, was it underneath the existing structures?
Above ground.
So, in case some sort of maniacs on the school campus, supposedly the kids could be shuffled into said safe room. And you also pointed out, or we did a little bit of research, and FEMA apparently is involved in encouraging this process. So, you have an update for us?
I do, actually. Unfortunately, despite all my efforts, the bond passed, and so you know, that, yeah, the bond passed. So pretty much the safe rooms are going to happen. They are
with
going
what
to be
margin? I mean, what was the percentage that voted for this?
I'm wanting to say it was like 60%, like 63% of people voted yes. And so, you know, despite all my efforts, the bond still passed, but I don't necessarily consider it a complete loss because, you know, I still got and, you know, just informed a bunch of people about it. And one cool thing that actually came from this was I was sitting in church one Sunday, and after that, a woman, like, handed me a letter, and I read it, and, like, the letter was pretty much, it was regarding what I was doing for the safe rooms and everything, and she was like, you have given me a new perspective on government and made me rethink my political choices and things like that.
Oh, that's great.
And so
it's nice to feel like you're making a difference, even if the evidence of the political outcomes aren't so obvious.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, even though, like I said, even though the bond still passed, there were still people like that that said, you know, now because you stood up for this and you went before the people and said this is wrong, you know, you stood up as a 17-year-old kid and did this, I have a new perspective on government. And, you know,
well, clearly you just hate children, Tyler. I mean, you obviously want children to die at the hands of mad gunmen in schools.
Obviously, that's totally what I want. That's why I'm, you know, I'm a student myself, too, so I obviously want myself to die as
well. What would you say? I mean, what do you say to the critics like that? I mean, obviously they won the day, but what would you say to somebody who said that?
When they said that, you know, because that's what everybody threw at me was that, you know, you hate children, you want them to die, and I would say no. I don't hate the idea of the safe rooms because I was all for the safe rooms. I'm for the safe rooms. I think they're a great idea. I'm just against the funding. It's like I'm for public roads, but I'm against the way that they're funded. And so that's what I told them. I said, because I actually went and I prepared like PowerPoint presentations and everything so that if the bond did not pass, I was going to go before the school board and say, okay, guys, you guys failed. Let's do a little bit of this privately. Get it to where not so much money has to be raised through taxes, and then we'll go from there.
So you were saying that people should voluntarily contribute to this rather than it going through the taxation route.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get through to people was that there's other means to accomplish things.
Well, and I have to say, I appreciate your energy and your interest in trying to change things. The system is not interested generally in being changed, and they work very, very hard to stop change from any sort of meaningful change from happening. Are you considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project? Because we could sure use activists like you here.
I haven't like signed yet, but I am signed up as a friend or whatever. But after I'm 18 and I kind of have. I don't know, like next year after I'm 18, I do actually intend to sign the Free State Project and make the move to New Hampshire sometime.
Very exciting. Tyler, thanks for your call and thanks for the update on your situation tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire one of these days. That's what we need. We need people who are doers, the people who are the self-starters, who don't need to be told what to do and who just go ahead and just find something that is interesting to them, that they are passionate about, and they get out there and they do it. That's what, to me, the Free State Project is all about. It's like it's about attracting people like Tyler so we can put all of our efforts into one geographic area where Tyler doesn't have to be the you know, this lone wolf activist out there. I mean, I don't know how much help he had, but it didn't sound like it was too much. But it sucks being a lone wolf activist.
Right.
You know, yeah, okay, you can touch people's lives and make a difference in some people, and that's nice when you can do that. But if ultimately you just keep losing, it's going to get real frustrating real fast.
I think it still sucks being a small group of activists.
Well, we're small now, but we've got thousands of people who've signed up for the Free State Project.
Sure. No. I mean, in relative areas where you're a group of activists and you still have other people who you can actually relate to and talk to, but you're just not getting anything accomplished.
Right, because you're so ineffectual.
You know, I mean, there's one thing to be a lone wolf and then you're out there, you're just yelling into nothing. That's bad, but I think it's still bad when you have like-minded people around you,
and
you're just completely spinning your wheels and not getting anything done.
Yep, and we can actually get things done here in New Hampshire already, even with only 1,500 people who are here as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 have signed the pledge, And we're waiting for that move date, for the official move to begin. And that begins when the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants. So we need to get as many people to sign up sooner rather than later. I mean, if we can bring that 20,000 number this year, that would be awesome. It's probably not going to make the – I mean, if the, at the current rates continue, it's probably going to be more like 2015 sometime maybe when we reach 20,000. But it's coming.
Yep.
I mean, it's definitely coming. And the more success stories we have here in New Hampshire, for instance, you talked about a bond passing there in Oklahoma. The bond that was proposed here in Keene, believe it or not, actually failed. 57% voted for the bond, but they needed 60% to vote for it here, and so they were going to do like some sort of $12 million or $20 million bond for shutting down a school and then like reorganizing stuff or something ridiculous like that, and that didn't go through. So
I can't even imagine the 5-year media storm that's going to happen once the move date is announced.
The media storm. You mean like by New Hampshire media?
Yeah, just all different, like, you know, pro media talking about when's this going to happen. Yeah. The people are like, oh, they're not going to make their numbers by the haters. And like,
oh, they've already been saying that. The haters have already proclaimed the Free State Project a failure.
Right, exactly, which is ridiculous. But once the date is announced, then the pressure is really on, you know, for them to be like, oh, they're not going to do it. It'll just be a frenzy.
Well, right. And
frothing, frenzied, foaming at the mouth will be what happens for 5 solid years.
The haters have already proclaimed the Free State Project's a failure because, you know, 20,000 aren't here and we didn't make the goal. I think there was at one time, and this is a legitimate critique of the Free State Project, is that they were supposed to be done by 2006. At some point, the Free State Project Board selected 2006 as the date by which they should have their 20,000 signers. And no, they didn't make that. But they ultimately decided to continue on with the project, thank goodness.
Right.
And so the haters like to point to that as though that well, there's your bailiwick. There's the indicator that everything is a total failure. And so, oh, there's nothing going on here with the Free State Project. And then, of course, you get like the guys in Bedford, the two Free Staters that ran for office. They lost. But it was their first time running for office, and they got like 24% of the vote, which, first time out, I think is pretty damn good. I mean, one of the dudes got 10 times the votes I did in Keene, and it was his first time running. So I think that's very, very good. But, of course, the haters look at that and they say, ah, see, you Free Staters, you can't win anything. You know, even though Free Staters have already been elected around the state to various different positions. State rep, there's like a dozen Free State Project participants in the office of state rep here in New Hampshire, and the Libertarian Party's never accomplished anything like that politically. And again, we haven't even had the official move start yet, so there's so much happening here.
The funny thing is like, well, it's like, you know, the haters around here, it's like, you guys don't realize that Keene is about civil disobedience, and guess what we've been winning at?
You mean the politics?
This is civil disobedience.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, how many success stories are there? I mean, yeah, okay, maybe there's not that many political success stories in Keene, but guess what? I mean, and there are some political success stories, but look at the civil disobedience success stories.
Well, go search for victimless crime on YouTube and see what comes up number one.
Don't look for Robinhooding.
So go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about this amazing, exciting movement, bringing liberty-minded people together, much to the chagrin of the people that love the state. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. More on overtime coming up here in hour number two, and your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like Donor Oak Laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellowwood prefinished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.